Clark wins a second US Open, GTA 6 sets a price, and the AI profit consensus gets stress-tested. Wyndham Clark won his second US Open, surviving what reporting describes as a late collapse that could easily have cost him the title. Clark won his first US Open at Los Angeles Country Club in 2023, making this second victory in 3 years at a tournament specifically designed by the USGA to punish errors a meaningful credential rather than a one-time breakthrough. In mixed martial arts, Justin Gaethje won the UFC lightweight title at UFC Freedom 250, held notably at the White House, with an upset over Ilia Topuria, who had been considered near unbeatable after his featherweight performances. Gaethje, who had suffered back-to-back losses before the fight, declared his intention to stay active and defend the belt. House of the Dragon opened its third season without easing viewers in gently, killing off Prince Jacaerys Velaryon in the premiere episode and generating significant audience reaction with an Aemond Allison scene that immediately dominated entertainment discussion. The show has consistently pursued discomfort over reassurance, and the premiere appears to deepen that commitment. On the gaming front, GTA 6 pre-orders open Wednesday with a November 19th release date and a European retailer price leak of €89.99 for the standard edition, roughly equivalent to approximately US$95, suggests Rockstar is pricing well above the standard $60 baseline that held for most of the previous console generation, setting up a practical test of whether audiences will accept premium pricing for the industry's most anticipated title. The most consequential analytical question to close the week concerns the dominant consensus view in financial and technology media that the AI infrastructure build-out represents durable, compounding value creation over a multi-year horizon. Two structural assumptions underpin that consensus. The first is that enterprise adoption of AI tools will produce productivity gains large enough to justify the capital expenditure. The second is that frontier model companies maintain enough competitive moat that revenue accrues to them rather than to competitors offering equivalent capability at lower cost. GLM 5 and 2's open weights benchmark performance directly challenges the second assumption. If open source models reach parity with frontier closed models within 1 to 2 years, the pricing power justifying current cloud AI margins evaporates. The first assumption is also more contested than consensus acknowledges. Productivity gains from AI in legal services or healthcare may accrue primarily to the clients deploying the tools, not to the AI vendors, if competition keeps pricing low. The specific counter scenario worth monitoring: open weights models within 5 percentage points of frontier closed models on most enterprise benchmarks within 2 years. Cloud AI API margins compressing sharply. The depreciation wave Jim Chanos describes hitting major data center balance sheets, and enterprise customers finding that AI productivity gains improve their own margins without translating into higher AI subscription spending. The signal to watch is Azure, Google Cloud, and AWS quarterly earnings, specifically whether AI API revenue growth falls below 30% year over year while capital expenditure commitments remain above $50 billion annually. If that pattern emerges, Chanos's depreciation thesis moves from theoretical to near-term earnings problem.